but attention must be given also means attention must be given to that which was hidden, buried, and neglected because it posed a threat to power, authority, its manifestation in our parents. I.e., we must give attention to our early questions, our fears, and suppressions in our discussions and in our private reflections, and journaling is highly recommended. But it is precisely these fears that agents are instructed to stimulate, encourage, and manipulate in order to create dissension and discord, to ultimately derail the planning effort. Betrayal, abandonment, falseness, duplicity, fear that one is not good enough, fear of being judged, fear that one is not loved. These are the legacy issues of childhood in a class system, which power is well aware of and will direct its agents to stimulate accordingly. But if met with abundance manifested by the group, the core self itself, can we not soothe ourselves to calm? Particularly when we know what rides on it? That we know the attempt to undermine us is happening. And inevitably, it's happening. And again, this is a coerced work system. It puts human energy on the market, available to the highest bidder, to ultimately, as the highest bidder, will be them who have hoarded the resources of the planet for this moment of intensifying resource shortages brought about by them intentionally, to ultimately bring in a permanent global totalitarian order for the benefit of these would-be masters, gods, in quotes. To censure, implying thereby that we locate blame in the functionaries themselves. And this is a reminder for me, mostly. I, more than anyone, need a core self. But we can voice the suppressed thoughts to each other. Not while in the job, perhaps, but with our friends and relatives, that we're not here to be put on the market. And that this locating blame in our brothers and sisters makes no sense, particularly as their service to power as buffers, creating yet another division, is included in their function. And this is particularly, all of the agents who serve the power system, this is true for. I mean, there's the guys on the front line, like the agent provocateurs and the police, but in to a degree, every one of us serves to protect and serve as a buffer, because we're always at each other's throats. You know, when we're frustrated, when we're stressed, who's nearest? So this is something we all do to each other. So we have to help each other, not do it. We need to support each other in this. Creating division is included in the function, and we must guard against the temptation and help each other stay focused. But that we know the attempt to destroy the group is happening is a treasure beyond measure. It means that the objective of protecting the integrity of the core self is key and must be bought into as clearly by those who participate as the goal of global human freedom itself. It means that the problem of intentional undermining of the group will have been discussed in advance, as well as ways to address it. And addressing it is essentially a form of outing power. As this tactic, sniping on the down low, depends on staying hidden, i.e. depends on not being brought to the core self to receive from its its abundance of love, attention, and the communal thought process, which is always guided by heart. It's in this context of the group enduring over time that authenticity as a political tactic becomes apparent, in which each participant recognizes that individual emotional stabs are not surface, i.e., they're not unimportant, but drive to the core and must be taken there, whatever it was that happened, to be soothed. And to prevent this process itself from being manipulated, this possibility of manipulation will have been discussed, and the solution presented that the planning structure itself delimits this attention to process on a daily basis, as the three phases, planning, design, structures our efforts to accomplish our goal, protects its forward momentum while allowing it to be open-ended, this attention to process, over time into the future, such that it takes what it takes. And next week, and for some time to come, we're going to be continuing this practical politics discussion.